Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. This is Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and Michael is on the line also. My apologies for the late start this afternoon. We will definitely not be late next Sunday, as Michael's friend, Josh Husk, will be our special guest on next Sunday. Hello. On next Sunday. So today we're talking about, do you agree with the new CDC guidelines, and discuss a hot topic, so COVID updates, and a very important topic to Michael and I, a topic that he's been suggesting, and that's violence in America's schools. Are we numb to the school shootings, because they are happening so regularly? What can we do to decrease the crime that we see happening daily at our American schools? And also, we're sending out many prayers to our Ukraine friends also, praying that this war will stop as soon as possible. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, right now, listeners, I'm driving. I'm going to an event. I'm driving in and doing. So, if I might seem a little bit distracted, it's because I have my eyes on the road.
Well, thank you, and my apologies, too. Definitely will not be tardy next Wednesday. Your friend Josh Huff will be our special guest next Sunday to discuss his business.
I cannot wait for that episode, Bethany.
I'm super excited, too. I told him I'm super excited, too, for his sessions to go online also, so we all can experience.
Was he excited as well?
Experience. Yes.
That's good.
So thank you so much. So what's your take on the violence in America's schools?
Well, the thing is, I think that specifically when they have school shootings, I think that we need to really crack down on bullying, and we need to be careful how we treat people. Because I don't know if, and this might be just a little pun, but I don't know if you remember that movie back in 1976, Carrie. That movie should be
bullying
movie.
Yes.
Because you don't know.
Yes, indeed.
You don't know if that nerd that you pick at could have a gun. I mean, really, seriously, could have a gun. We got to crack down on bullying. Because it's not cool.
We need to crack down on bullying. And people need to get that bully mentality out their system anyway. As grown adults, at age 53, do you know I get bullied? I get bullied now. Like at age 53. Yeah. So people need to get that bully mentality out of their mindset. And also I'm concerned like you. Where are these kids getting this bullying mentality? Are they getting it from parents? Are they getting it from movies? Why are we had a problem here a couple weeks ago and I haven't talked to you about this, and I need to send you information. A young high school student committed suicide because of bullying a couple weeks ago here in Jackson, Mississippi. She gave her teacher a note. She walked straight down the street and jumped off the bridge on one of our busiest highways. People saw her. People were calling 911. And I even received a letter from someone in my neighborhood. I don't know what neighborhood she lived in, because I need to call this person, because they said we need to come together in the community, because it's not good, you know. But I was so glad when you mentioned the violence. Are we numb? Because it seemed like every morning I see something happening at an American school. It might not make it national news, but I always get some kind of alert where there's been a disturbance at a school.
And you know, I remember back in 2018 when there was a bunch of shootings and stuff. And I remember because on my 32nd birthday, I saw that there was a shooting at a college or something. And it was the same year that Florida school shooting that happened. I don't think you remember
the Parkland.
Back in 2018. Yeah.
Yeah, Parkland.
And the thing that gets me angry is the NRA's, reaction to the shootings. They just said, you know, it's a mental health problem. Well, they just listen. And then, you know, when you had President Trump, you know, when he was president, he dismissed it. He said, oh, it's a mental health thing. No, it wasn't. It's just that we have to crack down on anti-bullying. And I think we have to love people and just let them know that there is no place for, hate and intolerance. And also, when we see something that is a red flag or something, I think what we need to do is we need to talk to the authorities and get them to do something about it instead of just pushing it aside, you know? Because if you think about it, this is kind of
right.
Do you remember Dylann Roof back in 2015? They said that he was into all this weird paraphernalia and stuff. And then nobody really paid attention to it until he really killed somebody. So, you know, I just think that is a false hell crowd, you know? Yeah.
Correct. So your solution to this problem of too much violence in our American schools is to be to have an open door policy, to be more caring to our kids, and to promote to them that to show the opposite, show love to one another, not
bullying. Crack down on anti-bullying because if you do that, it will teach them. You know, it will teach them that you don't do. I mean, I don't know what it's like to be a kid in this generation, but I know that. Yeah, you apologize.
Me too.
When you do something wrong, you apologize and you treat people the way you wish to be treated.
You don't want to push people to the brink of where they come back to the school and shoot up school or commit suicide or drop out and then get caught up in corrupt activities. Because that's what a lot of kids do nowadays. They say, I was bullied, so I dropped out. Even the best students, that'll stop. I don't know if you can hear that, but it should stop soon. But some of the best students, not trouble students, but some kids.
Yeah. Hello?
I'm just, I'm on my, okay. There was an interruption. An interruption was coming through that was delaying me, so I had to pause. But my thought was there was a sound coming in through my ears, and I had to pause until it finished, and I wasn't sure if you could hear it too.
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah, I heard it a little bit.
Oh, okay. But I was on a roll too, and I was trying to keep my train of thought intact. I was exactly at what word? Exactly where was I?
You were just talking about how kids drop out.
Right. I didn't want to repeat the same thing over again. You know how I can do that. Some of the best students will drop out of school because of bullies, because they're scared. Then that's how they become troubled students. I mean, troubled kids, because they might get caught up in the wrong things, hanging with the wrong people then because they didn't feel safe at school. Some kids will drop out in homeschool. But kids should have the right to go to school like you and I did and have a good experience. They shouldn't have to deal with bullying. What you're suggesting that the president and also non-profits and our school systems need to introduce more anti-bullying campaigns. Because you're right, I do see anti-bullying campaigns, but I don't see many.
And I also think that we need to, we need to get down to the source of something. Because it's like, I just found out when I used to work at the little car rental place, they sponsored the NRA.
Yes.
I just realized that.
Oh.
I did some research a couple of years ago, and I saw that they sponsored the NRA. And I'm like, what the world? So... the NRA is powerful than what people think they are. They're very powerful.
I'm in the state of Mississippi where many people support the NRA. I mean, people you least expect. So yeah, it is a very powerful organization.
Yeah, and it was to the point where
it is.
It was to the point where they were making fun of the kids. You remember that when they were making fun?
Wait a second.
Yeah, it was. It was the president of the NRA, and I think I could be wrong, but I could be right or wrong, but they were making fun of the kid when he was crying on the news a couple of years ago. About whatever, and then they were just digging into all his past and everything and all this other stuff. I don't want to say what I'm thinking.
Right, and NRA... No, please say what you're thinking, because nine times out of ten, I agree with you and many listeners do, too.
I just think at that time they were being bullies to that little boy. Who was a victim.
Yeah, that's not right, because the NRA need to be accountable. They need to be outspoken about bullying.
It's just sad. I mean, it's like a catch-22 too. You don't know what to do because of the fact that there's going to be so many guns.
Right.
Yeah, there's so many guns.
Right.
And,
for some reason, I think the NRA mindset is like only focused on people that hunt, and that's all races, all socioeconomic backgrounds. People that hunt and people that want to defend themselves. But it's more to it than that. We are seeing negative effects in the community when it comes to guns. So NRA, please get speaking out with you to the NRA right now. Please get more accountable when it comes to the violence that we're seeing in our schools. Uh-huh. I mean, even the NRA cooks, they might have a anti-bullying campaign, but they need to create a more visible anti-bullying campaign.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, talk about what you do, what the organization does not condone. And we know that you cannot condone the violence that we see in our school systems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I get really concerned about the future when it comes to like these mass shootings and school shootings, because it's like, you know, what can you do to stop them?
Right. Right. You make a good point. They should, NRA should be outspoken on a lot of this violence that we have when it comes to guns, and especially in our school system.
Because
a lot of what's happening in the schools, when it comes to people, what?
Yeah, I said, you know, with me, I have never held a gun in my life. I have never held a gun in my life. And I have a feeling if I was to hold a gun, I would get so scared, you know. But, I mean, it's, I don't know.
Right.
I was in
JROTC and on the drill corps part of the ROTC, and we had dead rifles that we would handle. And my mother, my late mother, she had like a small 22, and she used to, I remember I was being bullied. I have a bullying story, but I won't share it right now. But I was being bullied over a boy when I was in high school. And my mom, I mean, I was being bullied by so-called friends over a guy. And I ended up having, my mom was like, it's not worth it, just let him have him. You know, but I was being bullied. I remember I was in summer school because I wanted to, I like math, but I like basic math, business math and all that. So I remember I was in summer school so I could get a good grade in Algebra 2 or something like that. And, of course, I would drive to summer school, and these so-called friends of mine, And it wasn't the girl that was after the boyfriend. It was like her sister was bullying me and threatening to beat me up and stuff so they could take my boyfriend. And my mom's, the 22 that my mom had that she used to show and, you know, that she just had, that somebody had gifted her. And I don't know, she might have bought it, but I think somebody had gave it to her because, you know, crime wasn't bad, but she had it for defense or whatever. And my mother said, you see this? You put this under the car seat. This was in the 80s. She said, you put this in the car and you put it under the car seat. If they follow you to the car, you let them have it. Yes, my sweet little mom, people didn't know my mom, but she didn't want her child getting beat up. You know, and she said, if they follow you to the car, you let them have it. And this was in the 80s. This was like 85. And I was being bullied about a boy. So I didn't even know I had, I didn't even think about my story. But yeah, that's, you can make bad people. And what if they did follow me to the car? What if I did shoot them? I'm a good girl. Like you were saying, I've never been in fights. I've never been in any crazy stuff. I've always been a teacher's pet. But what if she had followed me, and I definitely was gonna defend myself too. And you know, what if I had shot her and she followed me and I shot into the crowd and somebody got hit? I might would have ended up in jail, or she could have ended up dead or something. So, you make a good point. We need to get to the root. And so I can't even imagine. This is like 30. This is your age. This was the year you was born. That happened to me. So yeah, we need to get a handle on this. These kids nowadays, they're defending themselves. They're killing themselves. You shouldn't have to. Parents shouldn't have to worry about, oh my God, I hope nobody snapped today. Even us, the village, we shouldn't have to worry about, oh my God, I hope kids are having a fun time like we used to have. You know, I still had a fun time back then, but it's weird how I even have an experience with bullying that happened to deal with where my sweet mom, who was nonviolent, but she didn't want her child getting killed. Like, you put this under the seat. You need to use it. Use it. I have no gun training. I still don't to this day. I always wanted to go to the shooting range. You're right. I have a police officer friends who law enforcement friends who, you know, educate me on it and mention to me about getting guns nowadays. But you're right. I feel like I shouldn't have to have a gun. And nowadays, you and I, we're safe because so many people around us have guns. You'd be surprised who's around you that have a gun. The little sweet old lady in line at the grocery store, probably packing.
So many
people are packing nowadays.
Yeah, and you know what? I was watching The View. Watching The View a couple of months ago, and they said that more black women are carrying guns because of the state
right.
what's going on now, you know, especially with you know, the shootings in, Wisconsin and all that stuff, you know, and it's like, you know, with the possible riots and stuff, you know, more people are having guns and more black women are having guns. And I believe it, but I don't need a gun. Because like I said, I don't trust myself if I get mad, you know. And it's very rare that I get mad, and I hope I never have to get mad again. But no, you know?
Right. Exactly. We can get and that's the problem going on here. Shout out to D.C. Mayor. Shout out to the D.C. Mayor and their police chief. I watched you all's press conference last week about a new campaign to reduce violence. So, because, you know, the Capitol do stuff, then you set an example for other cities that are experiencing crazy violence. So big shout out to the mayor and the police chief in D.C. area.
It's the same thing for Baltimore. They, you know, the shows I listened to, I was today with Dr. K, she had said that over the summer of 2021, there was a picnic and somebody had a shootout at a picnic in Baltimore Borough. And, you know, we have a big problem. And plus in Laurel, Maryland, not a place where that I'm very familiar with, there was a mass shooting. It was like a domestic dispute. But we have a big problem.
Yes. Wow. And here, so yes. So shout out to cities such as Baltimore and D.C. and New York for setting models for other cities that are going through similarities, like the city I'm in, Jackson, Mississippi. And it's crazy. So it's important for us to have talks. It's important for us to have a talk like we're on the topic we're talking about now in a few weeks, like a round table. We, you and I both and listeners call in so we can talk about what we're talking about right now. And I'm looking at a fact sheet from a few years back, and it says under school violence. School violence is youth violence that occurs on school property, on the way to or from school or school-sponsored events, or during a school-sponsored event. A young person can be a victim, a perpetrator, or a witness of school violence. School violence may also involve or impact adults. Youth violence includes various behaviors. Some violent acts, such as bullying, pushing, and shoving, can cause more emotional harm than physical harm. other forms of violence, such as gang violence and assault with or without weapons, can lead to serious injury or death. So this is from the CDC. So the CDC, you all can go to the CDC websites. We have planned to talk also about the new guidelines concerning COVID-19, but regarding violence, you can go to www.cdc.gov/violenceprevention. So the CDC need to up their campaign on it then, since they are even warning us about that. Why is school violence a public health problem? School-associated violent deaths are rare, but like you mentioned, homicides have increased. Of all youth homicides, less than 2% occur at school. But look, we shouldn't have any happening at school. Even approximately 9%, this was from a few years ago, so approximately 9% of teachers report that they have been threatened with injury by a student from their school. 5% of school students reported that they have been physically attacked by a student from their school. So we not only have an issue with our students being bullied, but the educators are being bullied also. That's the problem. Your take on that, Michael?
Well, I am no expert at anything, but I think that what we should do is just definitely make mental health more of a normalcy and make it more accessible, because there's a lot of people who are ashamed of going to talking to somebody. We need to promote harmony, you know, and I don't mean to sound overly sentimental, but I just think we need more love in this world. And, you know, again, it starts from the top, which is why I'm glad that the last man is not president anymore. But, you know, it's just we need to definitely promote love and healing, because if we don't, the same thing is going to happen, you know. And we need to really show that we care for one another.
Right. I'm looking at an article from earlier this month. I think it's out of Georgia. It's 11. And they did a story combating school violence since the start of the pandemic. And it's not our imagination, Michael. The school violence has increased since the pandemic started 2 years ago, just like the violence that we talk about in our respective cities. School violence has increased. That is sad. Violence has increased within the past 2 years. I'm like you. You would think we would be showing our kids, we would be showing more love and to one another at school, in school settings. It should be a gratefulness happening when they're able to even go to school in person. Mm-hmm. I also heard that the young lady, not only was she being bullied here, but I heard it was an issue for mom too. I don't know how true that is. I don't know if it was, you know, tough love. Some people can't take tough love. Love is good. Tough love is good, but tough love also
it hurts.
Can push people off. So there's a way to be use tough love, and there's a way to be compassionate.
I'm about 10 minutes away from where 10 minutes away from where I need to be. So I'm going to be leaving shortly, but I don't know. It kind of makes me think of, do you remember back in 1999 when they had the what's the name of that shooting that happened, the Colorado shooting? the Columbine shooting.
Columbine. Because the Pearl shooting happened in 1997 right here in Mississippi.
Really?
So, yes, the very first one that made national news where the young man killed his mom, killed his dog, killed his crush was 97 in Pearl, Mississippi. It's a surrounding town just like Clinton. And then 2 years later, Columbine happened. Then 2 years later, Columbine happened.
Oh, wow. Wow, and you know, from what I heard, and you know, I don't know if you noticed, but the perpetrator of Columbine, his mother spoke at a TED Talk. She spoke at a TED Talk, and she was just basically talking what it was like to have a son as a who did that. And I didn't really look at it in such depth, but I just know that she did one. But when you get a chance, because, you know, a couple of years ago, I used to have, like, a hobby of watching a whole bunch of TED Talks until I saw that Candace Owens did it. So, you know, I kind of became sketchy about it.
Right, I love TED Talk. One of my favorite people, Mel Robbins, whose career was born from TED Talks. I love her, but, Candace, it's something else, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
I like
but,
her.
The TED Talk speakers are awesome, are awesome.
I don't agree
with much that she say. I don't really pay any attention to her unless it's I'm on Twitter often and she tweets a lot. So sometimes one of her tweets will pop up. And sometimes she'll pop up on my feed.
Only thing I'm gonna say is that this woman is nasty. And I said it before, she's nasty. And I just have nothing else to say.
Right. But what were you saying about back when you used to watch the TED Talks?
Yeah, I used to watch a whole bunch of TED Talks a couple of years ago. And Sunny Hostin from The View, she did one. It was very inspiring. On, like, she said that there are 3 days in your life that matter. The day you were born, and you find out why you were born, when you find out your purpose. And let me tell you, I was so inspired by Sunny. But, you know, like I said,
I love Sunny. I love the whole cast of The View.
Yeah, I love
Sunny. She is pretty cool.
So I saw that segment, and, you know, that really inspired me. And I hope one day I get the chance to meet Sunny Hostin, you know.
Well, cool. hopefully you and I both will meet the whole cast one day, the entire table. Yes, the entire table. Well, I love Live with Kelly and Ryan, and I love The View, and I love how they've been original hosts have been returning back to guest hosts, and that's been really cool recently.
Yeah,
Meredith co guest host Friday. Yeah. And
yeah.
Lisa Ling been on a few times, and then Star Jones made an appearance recently.
Yeah, I didn't like it when she was on. I felt she was a little bit boring. No offense, you know, but she was
right.
I just felt that she was a little bit boring. She didn't mean any harm, but I just felt that she was a little bit boring. And there was rumors that Joy told her to shut up or something like that. So. But that turned out to be a rumor or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember hearing that rumor, too. Yeah. Well, that's Joy. Joy.
That's Joy. But I think in regards to a Republican, a Republican standpoint, they need somebody who is conservative, yet likable, because not all Republicans are like
Meghan
McCain. Not all Republicans are like Hank
Last week,
you know.
Right. Because I'm, and it's good for us to show different types. Because I know when Candace, it's weird. I know it's weird you say that. I know a few years ago, one of my friends is a big Candace Owens fan, and I've been Republican since I was a kid. But I'm from a Democrat family. I'm in a liberal city also, and I campaign with my friends. I'm not ashamed. I openly campaign, and when I work as a poll manager, I work as a Republican or a Democrat poll manager. I'm not down this box type of person like none of us should be. I know one of my friends who's gung-ho about Candace Owens, back probably around the time when you were watching her TED videos, she would say, oh, you need to get with that Candace girl and all that. And I'm like, I didn't even know much about Candace, you know, because don't put us all in the same jar the way I look at it, you know. I peeped her out. And that was, you know what, that was during the rise of the Tea Party, you know, and that's when she, to me, that's when she became popular, when the Tea Party was
out there doing its thing. And this is what I think. I think Candace Owens is one of those people.
Part of the Tea Party, but that's when she became popular.
She will say anything to become relevant. That's what I think, because, you know, she ruffled feathers with The View, you know, and she said last year that they were obsessed with her when Ana Navarro brought her up or whatnot. And because Van Jones was seen taking pictures with Candace Owens. And I don't have a problem with talking to people with different opinions, but how could you align yourself with someone who could be so hurtful and rude?
This is a bipartisan society. So I don't know where this music coming from. Wait a second. There's a commercial or something from someone. Okay. That was from that article that I had was reading to you from Atlanta. But yeah, some people just look at things from their perspective, from their one-sided view, and that need to stop.
Yeah, and they don't want to see it from any other perspective. And the thing is, and I truly believe that Candace Owens had sour grapes because she could not get on The View. I think there was that she wanted to try out for The View, but I'm glad that she didn't because she, in my opinion, she was a little bit too toxic.
Right, and The View, they already no holes barred. So they don't need any fires. They need the flame. Because they probably would get in trouble about something the first day, before they sit down at the table. Good.
Yeah, and, you know, but I have to say this, because I got to go soon, but the one person I like who tried out for the conservative seat was Mia Love. I like Mia Love.
I always like Mia Love.
I like Michelle Tafoya, even though she was a little bit backwards in some of her views. But I like the discussion that the chemistry that she and Whoopi had were going back at each other with, and you know, it was pretty good. It's kind of interesting. It makes the show very interesting when you have people who disagree, you know, civilly, you know.
There was a young lady on that was a guest host the week before last. They invited her back.
I think her name was Lauren Wright. Well, she was on for the first time. I can't think of her name, but I know who you're talking about. It was either Lauren Wright or Chris. I don't know her name. It was another one.
She's blonde. Blonde and petite.
She have long hair?
And she was very, and shoulder length.
That's Lauren Wright.
She was very outspoken. I noticed Sunny paid attention to her comments. I noticed Whoopi paid attention to her comments. I noticed both of them debated with her, too. And I noticed they invited her back, But I don't know about the chemistry. I don't know if the chemistry was on point or not. But she was invited back, so maybe that's why they invited her back, so they can vibe out the chemistry.
Yeah. So I just hope The View goes good, becomes more successful as time goes on. And I tell you, I love it when they have, people from the right on, like that time when Jeanine Pirro on there or Don Jr. was on there. Let me tell you, ratings were up.
Uh-huh.
They were up when Don Jr. accused Joy of wearing blackface, And that was, and to me, that was not blackface. That was not blackface.
Right.
What that was Joy dressing up in a costume. Her skin did not, to me, that does not clarify as blackface. I know blackface when I see it,
Right.
Yeah.
Whoopi and Ted Danson were a couple. He came out blackface, and that was like the end of their relationship then. Even though Whoopi was like, it was her idea though. She was like, it was my idea. I told him to do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But look, I'm at my
destination. So next Sunday, your friend.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So next Sunday, before we, are you working out today?
No.
I'm just mentioning next Sunday. Okay. Next Sunday, before you go, I just want to plug your friend's appearance next Sunday. Mr. Josh Huss will be our special guest, and we will start on time. He'll be our special guest on next Sunday. He will talk about his business, and Michael, you can talk more about his business right now before we lose you.
Well, his business is the Transformative Collective, and basically what he's doing is he has a few programs. I did the 2-week program, and it was just basically some Kong Chi, in and out jump squats. And, if you become part of his program, it's going to be a very spiritual experience. You're going to feel things. This is how I felt. I felt things.
Yes.
I realized some toxic habits that I had or toxic mindsets that I had. It's very spiritual. And listeners,
yes,
I really suggest that you you just try to inquire about this program. And if you have any inquiries, his email is joshhuffofficial@gmail.com.
And repeat that.
It is joshhuffofficial@gmail.com.
Yes, and his business is located in Annapolis, Maryland.
It's in Annapolis, yes, in Annapolis, which is the state capital of Maryland.
Yes.
And
yes,
he also
yes,
what he has a yoga acoustic movement. Forgive me for stuttering. Acoustic movement. It meets every first Friday of the month at 7 p.m. at the Prana Yoga Studio. It's at the corner of West Street and Solomon's Islands Road. So, just come by and show up or show some support. He's cute too, by the way, too. So, you will definitely.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, and definitely you will have a good time. He's a loving guy, and I want you all to have a good week, and definitely just keep living and enjoying life, because there's a lot to talk about.
Yes, indeed. And same place tomorrow night. We didn't do our shows last week, but we are on point now, and we will drop the promo for Josh's appearance next Sunday, this evening also, after the okay from me and Mike.
All right. Well, Bethany,
so you have a great evening. Okay.
You too.
And,
right,
and thank
all
you.
Right.
It's been amazing since you've been co-hosting since December. So grateful for you, and grateful for my cousin Linda also. So grateful for you all. You all are just amazing with the topics and the stories that we talk about here on the show, and also off the air. Amazing
okay.
friends.
All right. Well, look, Bethany, you
well,
take it easy.
Enjoy your evening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Thank you. I'm excited. American Idol returns this evening. And a shout-out also to the SAG Awards. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, you have a great evening. It sounds like you have a fun evening planned.
If you or someone you care about is struggling with substance use, don't wait to get help. Call the Addiction Resource Center's free alcohol and drug helpline. Our counselors provide confidential support and connections to local resources 24/7, 365 days a year. We're a nonprofit organization started by families who have been where you are, and we're not affiliated with any treatment centers or providers. Call us at 1-833-301-HELP. That's 1-833-301-HELP. Or visit us at addictionresourcecenter.org. Addiction is treatable and recovery is possible. We're here for you every minute of every day. Again, that's 1-833-301-HELP or addictionresourcecenter.org. Reach out today. A message from Addiction Policy Forum.
Okay, so the CDC has updated the guidelines for COVID-19. If I'm not mistaken, let's see. I'm on a website. I shared on my social media earlier today. The guideline. I'm on the website now. I'm making sure that I am looking at the new guidelines. With 70% Americans that are fully vaccinated, I don't have my booster yet, but those fully vaccinated is if you've had your two booster shots, and it's extra good if you've had your booster. So, because, you know, when there was a minute I was like, okay, are you fully vaccinated when you have the two shots? Or are you fully vaccinated when you have the two shot plus your booster? You consider fully vaccinated even without the booster, but it is a plus when you have the booster because your chances are lessened to get COVID if you have your booster. It goes from 57% to 90% if you have your COVID shot. So, instead of sharing a story, I went straight to CDC website. I shared news from their Facebook page, but I will read the response goals and objectives that they have on the CDC page. Other goals of the CDC's global response, because we have global listeners, and a big shout out to the worldwide listeners, those that listen right here in Jackson, Mississippi, and in the DC area, in Dallas, and all around the world, in Minnesota and California, New York, small towns, big cities, villages. Big shout out to the Ukrainians praying, please, President Putin, reconsider this war. Just, you know, praying. We pray for world peace and we pray for world love and with this pandemic also. So, I'm going to read some of the CDC COVID-19 global response and then talk about some of the articles and hopefully, and I'll share also what the new guidelines are. Hopefully time will permit me. Response goals and objectives. The goals of the CDC's global response to COVID-19 are to limit human-to-human transmission, minimize the impact of COVID-19 in vulnerable countries with limited preparedness capacity, and reduce specific threats that pose current and future risks to the United States. CDC's global COVID-19 response works toward these goals by meeting the following objectives: to strengthen the capacity to prevent, detect, and respond to local COVID-19 cases, including getting timelier and more accurate data to inform public health decision-making and strengthening the public health workforce globally, mitigate COVID-19 transmission in the community, across borders, and in healthcare facilities, prevent transmission of COVID-19 in healthcare facilities among healthcare workers and public health personnel, and minimize disruptions to essential health services, contribute to the scientific understanding of COVID-19 and address crucial unknowns regarding clinical severity, extent, and pathways of transmission and infection with support for special investigations, ensure readiness to implement and evaluate vaccination programs and use therapeutics when available. CDC's technical support is delivered in coordination with other U.S. government agencies and other stakeholders, including multilateral organizations. Response to the program overview. Global health security investments, decades of global cooperation and support respond to outbreaks, control HIV, TB, and malaria, eradicate polio, and prepare for influenza and other pandemic diseases, have built strong foundations upon which to attack the coronavirus pandemic. CDC is supporting prevention, preparedness, and response efforts globally in partnership with public health agencies, health ministry counterparts, and multilateral and non-governmental organizations worldwide. CDC's activities are designed to enhance COVID-19 response capabilities and simultaneously continue to build long-term sustainable capacity for response to highly communicable future. CDC is leveraging existing preparedness, response, and capacity investments to ensure quick access to response funds at post, while also assessing the needs of countries, regions, and U.S.-based efforts to respond effectively as the pandemic evolves. Examples of CDC's COVID-19 response activities to date include, 1, support response coordination. In Sierra Leone, CDC has supported adaptation of a system for electronic data capture in the field, such as case investigation, contact monitoring, etc. Support epidemiologic response. In Zambia, CDC supported investigation and contact tracing for cases. Support for laboratory testing in Malawi. CDC provided technical support, setting up a COVID-19 testing lab, helped to identify CDC-supported HIV labs for additional COVID-19 testing, and develop a 3-day training course on biosafety standards. Training in infection prevention and control, IPC, in Vietnam, CDC is supporting training on IPC, including collection and testing for laboratory and hospital staff at a national hospitals and provincial hospitals in more than 30 provinces. CDC is constantly monitoring the COVID-19 pandemic and directing response resources based on changing epidemiology, response requirements, and opportunities to learn more about the virus. Additionally, global COVID-19 response funding may be allocated to address gaps and needs in field operations as they continue to become apparent. And so you can get your detailed fact sheet right here on the website regarding that. So, there's a PDF, and I'm going ahead and downloading mine right now. Okay. Now, to talk about the new guidelines. Yes, I'm super excited for American Idol. SAG Awards going on tonight, I believe, and also let's see. Pulling up the guidelines. Almost time to conclude the show also. Thank you all for your love and support. Be sure to email us at kultreshokent_bet@yahoo.com. kultreshokent_bet@yahoo.com. Okay, as of February the 25th, CDC updated COVID-19 community recommendations. CDC's new COVID-19 community level tool classifies every county in the U.S. into low, medium, or high. COVID-19 community level in your area will help determine what prevention measures are needed to protect yourself and your loved ones, as well as decrease strain on hospitals and health systems. So I'm on the Facebook page also. And so you check out your community's level and learn more. High COVID-19 community level, those of us that are in those should wear a mask. When it's high, you know, the game has not changed. But if some places, some retailers, some restaurants, some places of business, you know, you can drop your mask. COVID-19, so there's a map. So you just check out the COVID-19 map, and some of the comments are amazing that I see on their Facebook page. Let's see. So there are many trackers that you can check out. I'm looking at I'm going to share this on my social media regarding the tracker. When the Omicron came into play, that just, oh my goodness. We were doing the worldwide community was doing so well. Okay. Definitely go to CDC's Facebook page because they have so much information, information regarding suicide, regarding anything and everything that that the CDC try to educate us on. So the community levels, I'm checking out the info on the community levels. So, know your community 19 community level. COVID-19 community levels are a new tool to help decide what prevention steps to take based on the latest data. Levels can be low, medium, or high, and are determined by looking at hospital beds being used, hospital admissions, and the total number of new COVID-19 cases in an area. Take precautions to protect yourself and others from COVID-19 based on the COVID-19 community level in your area. Like I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. Where you are, your community level might be different. Right now, I can check my county, which is Hinds County. I can check. I'm checking it now as I talk. So I'm in Hinds County, and I'm in the state of Mississippi. So right here on their page, COVID-19 county check. I selected Mississippi, then I selected my county. We are medium. In Hinds County, Mississippi, community level is medium. So we're medium. If you are at high risk for severe illnesses, talk to your healthcare provider about whether you need to wear a mask and take other precautions. And then stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines. Get tested if you have symptoms. I have an issue with blood pressure, high cholesterol. So, and they need to lose a few pounds. So, to me, I need to be careful. You know, we all need to be careful. We all should look at it as if we're at high risk for severe illness, because a severe illness is COVID. But I am in a medium level community. Hinds County, Mississippi community level is medium. So, if you're in medium, you're at high risk of severe illnesses. Talk to your healthcare provider about whether you need to wear a mask or take other precautions. To me, use your common sense. Feel your gut. Low, stay up to date with the COVID-19 vaccines and get tested if you have any symptoms. If you're in a high, wear your mask indoors in public. Stay up to date with your COVID-19 vaccines. Get tested if you have symptoms. And then additional precautions may be needed if you or loved ones are at high risk to severe illness. People may choose to wear a mask or not. People with symptoms, a positive test, or exposure to someone with COVID-19 should definitely wear a mask. If you are immunocompromised, there's information on how to protect yourself. So there's a map showing orange and green and yellow spots. If you're in a red area, you're high. If you're in a green area, you're low. If you're in a yellow area or medium, and if it's nothing, not applicable. So I'm going to download that data. So that is what's going on with the new community levels. I will repeat, I'm in Hinds County, Mississippi, we're medium. What prevention steps you should take based on your COVID-19 level? If it's low, which is green, you stay up to date with your COVID-19 vaccines. You get tested if you have symptoms. It's your choice if you want to wear a mask or not. Medium, if you're at high risk for severe illnesses, talk to your healthcare provider about whether you need to wear a mask and take other precautions. Stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines. Get tested if you have symptoms. High, wear a mask indoors in public. Stay up to date with COVID-19 vaccines. Test if you have symptoms. Additional precautions may be needed for people at high risk for severe illnesses. And CDC stresses that people may choose to wear a mask anytime. People with symptoms and positive tests are exposed to someone with COVID-19